In gurneys, aren't gurneys the things that you take away bodies on or something? Like when they've been in an accident or something? Isn't that a, or like dead bodies or people? Isn't that another like word all for the a way stretcher?
We've also been fingered by that Peter G as being somehow complicit in the disappearance of Squeaky Kitty.
I was squeaking something at a store recently thinking of Squeaky Kitty.
But that obviously means that we have nothing to do with it.
Bring back the kitty. Is that what we need to say?
Bring back the kitty. No, well, that's it. All right.
That's all we have to say? Mm-hmm. We'll be back in a moment. We have to go potty.
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty. Online!
We've also been fingered by that Peter G.
Well, hello everyone, it is the Fat One, and this is episode 1954 of the BFO for Tuesday the 21st of July 2015. Y'all, coming up on today, say it with me. I don't know if I can do the little show today. Hello, MIAs. Big Fatty, don't rub it in. Hi, everyone. I hope you're too. I say Tuesday is going well. Y'all, you are MIAs. Big Fatty, do we have to talk about it? We do. MIAs today because, evidently, Squeaky Kitty is strung up in somebody's sling over at the Horror Hotel, and y'all, we searched and searched. For Squeaky Kitty, and y'all, Squeaky Kitty's just a whore. Big Fatty, she's not a whore, she's a Squeaky Kitty. Anyway, but, y'all, we've got Squeaky Gentleman Caller here filling it. Big Fatty is just not the same. I've put in a call, to the Horror Hotel, and y'all, they are searching the property for Squeaky Kitty. Yes, Big Fatty, I know they'll find Squeaky Kitty. Of course, there may be a police report also, but anyway, so, y'all, we'll keep you informed. We'll keep you informed on that. There's no reason to call out a search party. Big Fatty, a search party, that sounds lovely. But y'all, that's where we are. And I'm back. I'm back here in the Fat Villa, and y'all, I'm gonna finish telling you about the weekend. Yes, Big Fatty. Yeah, Gussie, y'all, first thing I want to do is I just want to say what a delight it was to have Dr. Stone come to Charleston and to stay here in the villa. And, y'all, I'm right now I'm in the process of washing his soiled sheets.
Big Fatty, he soiled the sheets?
No, well, you know what I mean.
He must have slept like a baby.
He must have. But anyway... but it's always nice to catch up with Dr. Stone, and, y'all, I wish he was coming to, Pride 48, so if you have any influence at all on Dr. Stone, give him a little nudge, just a little nudge.
Big Fatty, it sounds vulgar when you nudge it,
and it's true, but y'all, we had a good ride over to the Horror Hotel. Granny behaved himself pretty much. But y'all, a lot of cackling. it was a wonderful weekend. The hot dog down the hallway event could not have been nicer. Y'all, they had the big foot long Hebrew National hot dogs, and they grilled them nicely. And y'all, they had homemade. Everything was homemade. Everything was homemade. There was nothing that was store bought. They had the potato salad, which I don't care because it's full of the mayonnaise. But they had a pasta salad with all kinds of different vegetables and artichokes and all in it. It was delicious. And it was in kind of a red wine vinegar. And, y'all, they had something called carrot, olive, and celery solid. And, y'all, I didn't have that because I don't care for the olives.
Big Fatty, you could never be a martini drinker.
It's true. Durwood raved about it. And then there was another solid also. What was it? Oh, they had the homemade coleslaw. That was what it was. And, y'all, then they had, like, three different kinds of chili to put on your hot dog, on your weenie. And, y'all, they had these things. They had gummy bears. And what they had done, they had separated them out by colors. Or maybe you can buy single colors. I don't know because I don't buy the gummy bears. But, y'all, they took the gummy bears and they soaked them for a month in a cream-flavored vodka. And, y'all, they swole up. And, y'all, you took a bite of one of them. Y'all, they were delicious. And
Big Freddy, they'd kick your ass, too.
It's true. And y'all, they had all the trimmings for the hot dog down the hallway. And y'all, they had the DJ there playing the good music and everything. And they had iced tea, and they had a margarita machine, and they had all kinds of stuff. They had a vodka punch. Whatever you wanted, they had it. And y'all, we it came up a little bit on yesterday's little show about the Capri Lounge, which is next to the Harrah Hotel. Y'all, we were saying that they ran out of mixers. Y'all, they didn't really run out of mixers. They just didn't mix. Y'all, you'd order a Tanqueray and tonic, and y'all, you'd get a glass of Tanqueray and a sneeze of tonic.
Big Fatty, that's probably more than enough for the old gal.
It's probably more than enough for the old gal. That's true. But y'all, it was just pure liquor. And that can be dangerous.
Yes, Big Freddy, especially if you live in Walnut Hills.
Y'all on a Friday night and on Saturday night, y'all a snake came by to see Big Freddy. And yes, I know. And Squeaky Gentleman Caller was very excited about that. And y'all, there was another gentleman caller during the weekend that came by. I think he came by Thursday night though. But y'all, it was just lovely. And Snake was supposed to come by Sunday night, and I saw him when we were checking out on Monday morning from the Harrah Hotel. And y'all, he had fallen asleep. He had gone into y'all. It was like Granny, you know. It's just 7:30 time for me to go to bed, and. Evidently, he had had some of those cocktails over at the Capri Lounge, and y'all, I'm telling you, they just kick your ass. They just kick your ass, and so anyway, but we all went to dinner, and I just want to say Gavin and Blind Guy Jay and Gay Country Wes and Travis and who else was there?
Big Fatty Durwood and Granny.
Oh, I see why I forgot them. And Big Dick, y'all, and Dr. Stone, y'all. We all just had a real good time. And at least, and if they didn't have a good time, they're just good liars, I guess. But anyway, but y'all got up Monday morning, and we all went to Brofka's, It was real good. And Dr. Stone and Gavin and Blind Guy Jay, their flights were Monday afternoon and early Monday evening. And so Granny and I left in the Ford Escape after Brofkus. Y'all, I would say we were on the road by 9:30 a.m. in the morning at the latest. And y'all, we were back here in Charleston. We were back here in Charleston before high noon.
Big Fatty.
And so y'all, I have spent the afternoon going through the mail and washing Dr. Scholl's, Dr. Stone's soiled sheets.
Big Fatty, the poor thing, he slept like a baby. Be nice.
And what else? Oh, and then all of my underpants. Big Fatty, you didn't wear any underpants. All of my things. And y'all, I had said that I was going to order me a glider for the porch here at the Fat Villa. And y'all, just moments before I started recording the little show, y'all, it was delivered. But I got to put it together. So that'll be my pryak. That'll be my pryak on Monday night. And maybe I'll be sitting out there enjoying a gentleman called Big Fatty. Oh, y'all, speaking of gentleman callers, Snake was in the auxiliary love chamber on Saturday night, and y'all, all of a sudden I'm getting a testimonium, and I'm going, who the hell? And I thought it was Granny, because you know that'd be something Granny would do. Snake's going in Big Fatty's sending up a testimonium. Well, what you doing? You got your mouth full? But y'all, it wasn't. And when Snake left, I went over and I looked, and y'all, it was from my almost regular gentleman caller. He sent me the message was, why did you have to move? So I responded, to make you want me more.
Big Fatty, I'm nauseous now.
Then he replied, it worked. And I said, well, I'm out of town, until Monday afternoon. Monday afternoon, Monday evening, I can make you happy. And he said, we'll see. We'll see, I guess.
Big Fatty,
it was just a lovely weekend, and I hope everybody had a good time. Y'all, we had good food, and we went to a couple of good restaurants. Y'all, we ordered pizza pie. We ordered pizza pie on a Friday? No, was it Friday? Was it Friday night or Saturday night? Oh, one of the nights, it doesn't really matter. We ordered pizza pie from the Mellow Mushroom, and y'all, it was delicious. We got like the big and meaty,
Big Fatty. That sounds vulgar.
And we got one that was the holy shiitake,
Big Fatty,
and one that was a buffalo chicken, pizza pie, and y'all, everybody seemed to enjoy it, and. So anyway, the Mellow Mushroom is expensive, but I don't mind paying more if it's good. So anyway, by the way, I have got some chicken bazooms sitting in the sink, and some coon on the cob. So y'all, I'm gonna barbecue me some chicken bazooms and some coon on the grill for my supper. For Monday night, and there you have it. And y'all, let's see, is there anything else I need to tell you?
Big Fatty, I don't know.
In the mail at the villa, when I got back, I went through all the mail and everything. Y'all, I had a message from the Comcast, the Xfinity, if you will, and it says, hey, Big Fatty, great news, we've increased your intertube speed. Based on this update, your blast intertube service.
Big Fatty, that is vulgar.
Blast intertube service with download speeds of 50 Mbps. I don't know what that means. Is that megabytes per second? I don't know.
Big Fatty, we don't know.
Will increase up to 75 Mbps. That means you'll have even more speed for everyone in your home to get online and do more on their devices.
Big Fatty, it just gets more and more vulgar.
And so y'all, it told you how to upgrade your modem and all that. Y'all, you basically had to unplug it and plug it back in. But y'all, then I did that speed test. Y'all, have you ever done the speed test? It's called like speedtest.com or something like that. And y'all, I did it. And y'all, it was showing up. The download speed was 89 Mbps, and the upload was almost 12 Mbps. So I don't know what that means. But y'all, and speaking of the inner tubes, over there at the Horror Hotel, y'all, on Thursday, when we got over there, and on Sunday, y'all, I could not believe how good the inner tube service was over there, y'all. And you know, you hear me bitch and complain about it all the damn time, but y'all, it was good on those 2 days. Now, it was a little slower on Friday and Saturday because, you know, there were more people there and all that kind of stuff. But it was what it was. But y'all, I have to say, I was just impressed.
Because, you know, I'm very upset about that horror hotel with Squeaky Kitty missing and everything. Can we do something else on the little show other than talk about the horror hotel? I'm sure Squeaky Kitty is just fine.
Okay, oh, sure. Well, I tell you what, let's do this. Yeah, guys, y'all, it's been forever since we've been over here to Spotting Big Fatty. And y'all, last time we were here, that Peter G spotted Big Fatty in the Springfield Shopper. Incontinent old man wins Miss Teen America. Big Fatty, that should have been Granny. It sure should have been. That Peter G's back again, y'all. He has spotted Big Fatty, and it's Chapter 1, Find Dick. And y'all, it's from the Dick, Jane, and Sally books. The Peter G says, priorities. Y'all, that Peter G has done it again. He spotted Big Fatty limbering up for his stay at the Horror Hotel. Don't break a hip, Big Fatty. And y'all, Big Fatty is doing a pole dance.
Big Fatty, you did a pole dance with Stan.
We don't need to talk about that. Brian and Danbury has spotted Big Fatty out fighting crime. And y'all, it's the Wonder Woe Bear. Big Fatty, that you know, you're much hairier than that. I like your gauntlets, though. Yeah, guess it, y'all. Now, on the way back to the villa, Granny and I were listening to that DI Positive. Y'all, you know, Adam and Daniel are the founders of DI Positive, and y'all, we had mentioned this on the last State of the Station, about the future of the Vegas event, and y'all, they've pretty much confirmed that there's not going to be an event next year. Now I don't know if that's 100% or if it's 95%, but it's one of those two, I think. So y'all, this is not to make you feel bad or anything like that, but if you were ever thinking about coming to Lost Wages for Pride 48, and you were planning on going next year, and you've got the means to come this year, and we know everybody can't. That's not the purpose of me mentioning this now, but y'all, it will behoove you to come this year because. Because there probably ain't going to be one next year. So there you have it. So it's, you know, a little food for thought. Remember, the discount code is good through August the 1st. And if you're a podcaster and you're going to be doing a little show there, you need to let us know by this coming Friday. Oh, dear Gussie, Big Fatty, being back at the Fat Villa does make me feel better, even if Squeaky Kitty isn't with us. Oh, I know, Squeaky Gentleman Caller, you're just trying to make me feel better, too, and I appreciate it. Well, to be honest, Poodle, I'm not real worried about Squeaky Kitty because I saw Squeaky Kitty leaving the room with a harness and a kilt on and lube in his back pocket.
Big Fatty, don't tell me that.
well, you know, sometimes it's true. At the beginning of today's little show, you heard the kids from over there at Howdy Do Pancakes. They're coming to Lost Wages. And Calvin, what did you do this past weekend?
We've also been fingered by that Peter G.
Oh, I didn't know Peter G was visiting the Bay Area.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www, or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com, or call the voice letter number at 206-337-1438. That's 206-337-1438, and give me your good gosh and gay.
Me!
This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.